Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. I want to thank you for taking time to tune into this Oasis podcast because we are in, I believe, a very exciting topic, and we're going to be calling it the Dwelling Places of the Most High. And so, you know, I want to read a passage and then I'm going to pray, but I just have to do this. In Revelation chapter 21, the Bible says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away.'" Then you jump down to verse 10, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone." Now you pause, and you got to go over to 2 Corinthians real quick, because there's a scripture here that you have to read that just, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Our light afflictions, Paul's revelation, everything that you're going through right now, compared to the glory that's coming, you're going to say, "Oh, that was just a light affliction." And I think part of that is he had revelation concerning what we just read. Now, what did we just read? We read two things. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, is made up of people. But there is actually a city of the new Jerusalem as well. So you have the actual city, but it's made up also of all of those who love Jesus. He is going to be right in the middle of this temple, of this holy city. And I tell you what, this city, which is us, made up of believers, we're going to have the glory of God. Now, let me tell you something. Just sitting here, I'm going to open in a word of prayer, and we're going to get into this thing. But I tell you, we're going to be touching into some things that I think it's a little overwhelming, you know, in a wonderful way. Well, let me just open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I'm asking that you would take us on a journey in the glory of God, that we would begin to have an understanding of the new birth and our relationship with you. Lord, I want to thank you for revelation, impartation, and understanding in these things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, I kind of had to start reading just to kind of start the direction of this podcast, because I don't know how many episodes we're going to have to do here, but we're going to be talking about what's on the inside of the believer, the person in communion with Jesus Christ, and what's under the hood. Maybe that's, you know, when you go buy a car, well, if you're a guy, you want to pop the hood and you want to look at the engine. And in the old days, you would say, "What's under the hood?" meaning what kind of engine is in this car. And I think that's kind of the way we're going to approach that, is what is under the hood. Now, if you take a look at 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, this is such a wonderful passage. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it says this in verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now, I want you to pause right there. In Christ. You are in him. You're not out of him. You are in him. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Now listen. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So what you take away here is this. When you come into Christ, you are in him. Now, we often say, you know, we are the body of Christ, and that's what we are. His body on the earth, it was broken in order to be made new with all of us. And we are a part of his body. So when you see that new temple, that new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, he had to break his flesh in order to have a rebirth that brings us into it as his body, as the new Jerusalem. Now, as we get into this, if you go back into the podcast and you go to our episodes on resurrection, you find that in the book of Genesis, after the Tower of Babel and mankind, humanity launches back into a sinful career, and God finds a man named Abraham and says, Abraham, in you I'm going to give a seed, and in that seed I'm going to bless all nations. Now, he's talking about Christ. Now, Abraham gave birth, obviously, miraculously to Isaac. Abraham and Sarah gave birth to Isaac. It was miraculous. Isaac gave birth to Jacob, and the Jewish nation now is birthed, right? But in this story, God had to find a man on the earth to become his covenant partner in order to find an agreement on the earth. And so here is Abraham. Abraham believes God. And, you know, God gives him a miracle son. And then when, you know, Isaac is old enough, God says, now, Abraham, I want you to take this boy, and I want you to go to a place that I'm going to show you. So Abraham goes, three-day journey, that's very powerful, 3 days, 3 nights in the in the center of the earth. Jesus died, 3 days, 3 nights. And so Abraham goes 3 days. And the Lord shows him the place. Now, the place where Abraham went was where present-day Jerusalem sits, Mount Moriah, one of the mountains. And it's where we would probably symbolically say it's where the temple is even today. Now, Abraham follows through with sacrificing his son. Isaac is carrying the wood. Abraham builds an altar, puts the wood down, and then he lays Isaac down. And as he lifts his knife up, an angel stops him and talks to him. And Abraham passed the test. Now, why did he pass the test? Is because Abraham believed God that if he obeyed and sacrificed Isaac, then God was going to have to raise Isaac back to life. Resurrection. So Abraham's resurrection faith now is reaching up in covenant to God in heaven. And God in this covenant is reaching down in this miraculous realm of the faith of God. Abraham's resurrection faith, God's resurrection faith, now they're mingling and mixing together. And you see the foundations of Jerusalem is laid in the spirit, as well as the Jewish nation. This foundation is based in resurrection. So all the way into the future, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So just like Abraham offered Isaac as a type, now God is offering Jesus, the Son of God. But Jesus actually died. And now you see the manifestation of resurrection now taking place in the earth. Now, it's very powerful that as Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross, he's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as he's praying, the power of God comes on him. An angel comes down, touches him. And then Judas and the guards come up. And as Jesus greets them, they say, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." He says, "I am." And the power of God hit. And all the soldiers fall backwards on their faces. That's how much power. I mean, it was pure power. All of a sudden, just a stone's throw away, there's a graveyard. And a little boy, I believe, comes out of the grave. He's got a little burial cloth on him. And he runs over to see what the commotion is because he just came back alive. And then one of the soldiers grabs the little sindone, which is a burial garment, pulls it off of him, and the boy runs away naked, right? Now, I cannot see any other option than that when the power of God fell, when Jesus said, "I am," and the power of God fell, resurrection power came on that grave. Because resurrection was in the anointing realm. And before he's even crucified, before he's even buried, resurrection is already kind of touching things. And so obviously when Jesus dies, the Bible says in the book of Matthew that when he comes out of the grave, that other people were seen. They came out of the grave, they were resurrected, and they were seen walking around Jerusalem. So all these other graves are opened. It's the power of resurrection. And resurrection is at the core of Christianity. Now, so why are you talking about that? Well, Jerusalem that we see now, those foundations were laid by resurrection faith of Abraham. If you ever go to Jerusalem, and I've been there, as you walk around, I just want you to think under your feet that a man named Abraham had resurrection faith, and he offered Isaac, and his faith in covenant with God's faith marked that city with resurrection. Now, in the future, a new Jerusalem is going to be coming down out of heaven. A new heaven, a new earth. And let me tell you something. That new Jerusalem is also bathed in resurrection. The earthly Jerusalem that you see now is likened to Isaac. The new Jerusalem is likened to Jesus. God is giving his son, and this city is his son's city. And it's going to come down, and it's massive, it's beautiful, and it's full, and it has the glory of God on it, and we're there with it. We're there. We are the New Jerusalem. Now, the New Jerusalem does have walls. It says it does, but it's also made up of us, those that have received him. Now, we're touching into some big stuff here. So I don't know what you're going through right now, but the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it is a light affliction. Do not lose heart. What is coming is the glory of God. Now, in Isaiah 42 and 7, that's just kind of Isaiah, I am so sorry, Psalms. I'm getting ahead. Psalms 42 and verse 7. Let's read this. 42 and 7. It says, deep calls unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. Deep calls unto deep. Let me just say this. When God created Adam at the beginning, he created his body out of the dust, made to look like God. But I want you to focus is that when God bent down and breathed into Adam's nostrils, that spirit went into Adam and his eyes opened. The very deep of God created the very deep of man's heart, man's spirit. And it has never changed. The plan of God through sending Jesus Christ was to completely reconcile man so that this communion of the depth of the heart of God could be calling out to the very newly redeemed, forgiven, made clean, reconciled in Christ, heart of man. The wisdom of God in what he did at the cross in order to have fellowship with the depths of man. I want you to understand right now, the inside of you, the spirit, is so precious to God. It is so beautiful. And God so desires that worship and that communion with us. David was called a man after God's own heart. And in fact, he's the one that wrote this because I just think there were times he could feel the depths of God stirring into the depths of who he was. And he loved God. And my prayer is as we go into these episodes, that you would sense that anointing and that communion of your heart where God is just calling out to the deep of who you are. Now, look over at 1 Corinthians 2 and 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. And let's begin with 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among those who are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, there's that word glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Meaning, in this frail state of our humanity, there is such wisdom that the enemy, the devil, all his darkness, has no understanding the depth of God's wisdom and what he is doing inside of man. And let me tell you something. On this earth, yes, we go through things, and sometimes people even die early. But through faith in Jesus Christ, someone who dies early doesn't lose out. Oh no, this area of the depth of who you are. Don't pay attention so much to the physical body. Yes, God has made a way for us to receive healing. I've been healed many times supernaturally by God, and I'm so thankful for it. But let's say someone isn't. Let's say something fails, something doesn't work right, and we don't understand everything, but they move on up out of their body, right up into heaven, into the glory of God. The wisdom of God is that deep place of the human heart. The deep of God calling, wooing, drawing the heart of man. Now listen. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So in your heart right now, you have no idea what's coming. The amazing glory that's coming. Now we get little snippets of pictures. I started this broadcast with heaven, the new Jerusalem, and we are the walls. We are the new Jerusalem. And yes, it is a city, but yeah, it's made up of us having the glory of God and Jesus in all of his glory right in the middle. Woo! Oh, I tell you what, I have experienced times in the glory of God that were overwhelming. I mean, times I have been stuck on the floor, unable to move for hours at a time. Sometimes I remember one service, the power of God hit so strong, it literally laid me on the ground, and they waited for me and waited, and they finally picked me up, put me in a car, drove me home, carried me upstairs, and put me in a bed, and I was out in the Holy Spirit all night. And the glory that's coming is far greater. It doesn't compare to what we're experiencing now. And we're going to have a new body that can handle the power and the glory of Almighty God, what he has for us. So right now, we don't see all of that, but we love God, and these things are prepared for those that love him, those that love him. That's the key. Now, I just did four episodes on the love of God, and it won't take much for me to bounce right back into the love of God. Whew. Now, listen, verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. For we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. This, the deep things of God. Now, you and I are not just made for this short amount of time on the earth. No. You have an eternity. Those redeemed and in communion with Jesus Christ in a love relationship with him, you have time on this earth, but when you cross over and you see him, I tell you, you're changed. The deep things of God. You know, I remember times as a child. I grew up in a Christian home, and my mom and dad were people of faith. My mom was a really strong lady of prayer, and my dad too. But my mom, She just really had the faith thing in prayer. And her mother was very strong in faith and prayer and was, you know, actually born again in a revival. And I believe that revival anointing passed on. And there were times as a child, I would be laying in bed and I would break out in a sweat and I could feel my spirit being stirred by God. Just a yearning for God in my spirit as a child laying in bed. It was like something from heaven would come down and just stir in my spirit. And well, today I am a minister and I serve the Lord. And I can see that those revival stirrings of the heart of God were coming down and stirring my heart. And why am I sharing this? I'm praying that there would come a move of God upon your heart, your spirit, to bring a revival of the things of God and the preciousness of the Holy Spirit in your spirit. Now, that's enough for now. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I pray and ask that you would bring us into a revival presence of God, where the stirrings of the Holy Spirit prepare us for the things to come. Father, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now listen, we love you. Jesus loves you, and he's coming soon. You got to be ready. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.